Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Tuesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the book of Philippians, chapter number 3, beginning in verse number 10, where the Bible declares, "That I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death." We're looking at the thought, the pursuit of the resurrected life, or the pursuit of the believer. We began yesterday in verse number 11, following verse 10. The apostle said, "If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead." And we saw there his pursuit. He said, "If by any means," how that he was pursuing that resurrected life. Not just resurrection from the dead when you die, but he was looking for a resurrected life to live above this old sinful flesh, and to be able to get a hold on it and to get a handle on it. And so today we look at verse number 12. Somebody might say and think, well, you know, the Apostle Paul, what does he know about the flesh? What did he know about battling the desires of the flesh and of the mind? What does he know about that? He was the Apostle Paul after all. Well, Paul wanted to make sure we understood, and the Holy Spirit inspired him to write these words in verse number 12. He said, "Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect." Now, that might surprise some people. The Apostle Paul said, I'm not there. There's no man that we know of that has ever been as successful in living for God as Paul was. And yet the Apostle Paul admitted and confessed that he had not reached the spirituality in which he believes that he should have. And so he makes this admission, this surprise admission. And he said, "Not as though I had already attained." Now, understand that he's got a goal up there that he's reaching for. We're not talking about the admission here of a backslider. We're not talking about David after his sin. We're not talking about Samson after, you know, his eyes have been poked out with a firebrand. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the Apostle Paul, that as far as we know, never turned back, never had a time in his life that he did not run forward and move forward toward Christ from the time, the day he was saved. And would to the Lord that we could all say that, but he could say that. But what he was saying is that the best, if we see him as being the leader, we see him as being the best, understanding that he believed, and certainly there was room for his improvement concerning God's standard. And then he said this phrase. He said, "Not as that I had already attained." Then he said, "Either were already perfect." Now, a lot of folks would have you to believe they're perfect. They act like they're perfect. But if we're not careful, they'll be lifted up with pride, with complacency, with mediocrity. Too many people are perfectly satisfied where they are spiritually, and they have no intention whatsoever of giving a closer walk with God. They've been saved for 30 years, and they're where they're going to be, and they have no intention of moving up any closer. But understand, that was not his attitude. That was not where the Apostle Paul was coming from with this. And so, you know, just like an athlete is not satisfied with just his past performance or his past record. He's constantly trying to improve, but the same thing ought to be with the Christian. We will never grow and we'll never get closer to God and experience greater blessings until, you know, we become dissatisfied with where we are right now spiritually. May the Lord help us to have that desire to attain. Father, we pray that you'd help us, put in us the desire to get closer. We thank you in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.